Today is 16th of May. I must warn you that today's story is unfinished. You will soon understand why. Last time I told you about how the Russians hunt for military doctors and destroy ambulances with wounded soldiers. This is just one line in an endless list of crimes we commit, and these crimes are innumerable. Today I ran into one of them. I was escorting a van that was carrying food from a unit for a field kitchen near the front line. Responsible for the cargo was another former journalist who voluntarily joined the army and ended up in the kitchen. This man breaks all stereotypes about army kitchen. His rifle is always loaded, he takes off his bulletproof vest only in the rear, he knows how to hide from the drones and determines by sound what type of artillery the enemy is using. And not in vain. During our ride, this guy warned me that the field kitchen is an excellent target for the enemy. Firstly, because it is easy to detect. Smoke always rises above the places of cooking. Secondly, because in the kitchen, at lunchtime, entire or almost the entire unit gathers, and one hit can take a huge number of lives. Enemy spies are also watching the field kitchens. They find out where the soldiers will carry hot food for those of their comrades who are in the trenches. If this espionage succeeds, the enemy will know the exact location of the advanced positions, and it is very bad. Therefore, the kitchen at war is not a safe place at all, and we had to verify this on our own experience. Our cargo was never delivered. The field kitchen to which we were carrying food was fired from cannons just a few minutes before our arrival. We drove to the site where this kitchen was supposed to be located, but we saw only traces of shell explosions and smoking debris. You know, I won't talk about the kitchen anymore. While I was writing all the text that you are now listening to, two of my comrades died. Those with whom we served in the early days of war. I found out about it just when I was working on this episode. These guys were real heroes, and they will remain so in people's memory. I'm so sorry.